When you sort of look across the spectrum of prospective randomized trials in prostate cancer that are ongoing right now and are being considered, what are some of the key research questions that you think need to be addressed?
In brachytherapy, the real questions are the use of supplemental therapies. External beam, which our group and the RTOG is looking at, the use of androgen deprivation therapy in high-risk patients, of which the Seattle Wheeling Group will begin that trial later this year. Those are really the questions there. I think that what we're looking at across the entire field of prostate cancer, though, is I think we're looking at a lot of quality of life issues. We're diagnosing prostate cancer earlier and earlier. The cause-specific survival has gotten better and better over the years. Our patients are living longer. So now we have to really spend more time on looking at what are the long-term ramifications of definitive treatment and what can we do to fine-tune it.
Any specific trials that you might want to comment on that you're involved with or that you think are important?
The three trials that we have in our group, these are brachytherapy trials. We have one for intermediate, one for low, and one for high risk. The low risk is the dose de-escalation trial of decreasing the prescription dose of palladium from 125 to 110 gray with intraoperative dosimetric confirmation. For the high risk trial, we're looking to confirm the importance of androgen deprivation therapy in that patient population.
This concludes the first CD. For more from the interview with Dr. Merrick, please turn to the second CD.